Question is that if we offer fan for the deity or we offer chandan to the deity, thinking that the deity will be hot and we'll cool it, and isn't this a material conception of the deity? Because we feel hot, we think that Krishna is hot also. So, is it a material conception? There's two important things which should not be confused. First is the conception of material and spiritual in terms of constitution. And then the conception of material and spiritual in terms of application. In terms of constitution or composition, the Atma is Satchitananda. And the body is made up of Bhumirapona Loya, earth, water, fire, air. It is material. It's a clear difference. Now we may say that the deity, the pure devotee's body is spiritual. Now what does that mean? It is not that pure devotee's body is made of Satchitananda. But it is used, this is using a spiritual in terms of application. You know, it is being used for a spiritual purpose, for serving Krishna. So, now, when Krishna manifests as the deity, Krishna himself is transcendental, but he has manifested at a material level. So, Satchitananda Krishna is manifesting through a deity which may be made of marble or such stone or other materials. So, the material conception of deity is to see the deity simply as stone. Yes, there is stone, but there is more. Yes, like currency is also paper. But there is more, not just ordinary paper. So, material conception of the deity is to see deity simply as matter and nothing more. Now, what does it mean to see the deity as more? To see the deity as Krishna himself who has manifested. Now, when we invite Krishna to manifest as a deity, the purpose is that we get an opportunity to serve him. So now, how do we serve him? By offering him everything the way we would offer to a respected guest. So there are two moves. One is that a very, very beloved guest has come to our house, and the other is a king has come to our house. So there is opulent worship and there is intimate worship, whichever way it is, depending on the mood. But the principle is that it's not that just as we would offer affection and service to a person whom we respect and love, similarly we offer respect to the deity. So it's not material conception to offer a fan to Krishna or to offer chandan to Krishna, because actually if we had a material conception, we would think this is just stone. What is the need to do anything? Why offer a fan or offer chandan? It's just stone. But it's because we don't have material conception. It's because we understand that Krishna is manifesting over here. So our offering Krishna the fan or the chandan is not because he needs it. But it is because we want to express our service to him. Naivatmana pravaryam nijala vapurno manam jana dakrishan karuno vrinite yadjad jano bhagavate vidadita manam tachyatmane prithimukasya athavamukhashi. So Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th chapter, 7th and 9th chapter, where often prayers translated says that, my dear Lord, you are purna, you are complete and you don't need anything from us. But when we offer you respect, when we offer you service, it is for our benefit, because we become purified by offering that service. So now, if we say that Krishna is transcendental, then yes, Krishna is transcendental. But he has manifested here to give us a opportunity to serve. If we just had a simplistic notion of God's transcendence, then we would say, what is the need for fan? Okay, there is no need for fan, there is no need for even food to be offered, there is no need for dress, there is no need for decorations, and then there is no need for details. So, that is the opposite extreme of the material conception. One material conception is to reduce the deity to only matter. The other extreme of the material conception is to conceive God as so transcendental that in no material way he can be served. So that also ends up alienating us from God. How can we connect with him? So the principle of deity worship is that we want to serve him. And whether it is offering chandan or offering or having fan, it is that we want to serve him in a way that is is harmonious with the mood in which he is manifesting, which is that as a guest or as a king whom we have an opportunity to serve. Okay, thank you. One last question.